3. A hero doesn't remember what he did that was so special.
As hard as this may be to believe, some people may not like you. These people are called villains. Everyone else will like you. The Hero's Guide to Being a Hero. Okay, people, let's try it again from the top,
Prince Duncan called out. He and Snow White had returned to their woodland estate in the forests of Silvaria shortly after the League of Princes disbanded, and ever since he'd been working day and night on his guidebook for would-be adventurers. After his exploits with the League, he figured he was the perfect person to write such a manual. Unfortunately, Duncan had a very difficult time remembering why he'd done any of the things he did. To help himself figure out the motives behind his own actions, he started having the local dwarves act out his past so he could relive it all from a spectator's point of view. The dwarves were not happy about this.
"From the top," Duncan repeated.
Clad in his puffy red and yellow pantaloons, green felt jacket, and fluffy white neck ruff, he sat on a small chair in his backyard, ready to witness a reenactment of his and Liam's attempted escape from a heavily guarded bandit camp. He had a quill pen in hand, prepared to take notes.
That means you should start again, he added.
With heavy sighs, two tired-looking dwarves plodded out from behind some shrubbery.
You're supposed to be running, Duncan said.
"Imagine it, Foster," grumbled Frank, the first dwarf.
Silvarian dwarves are notoriously cranky by nature, but these particular dwarves had been dealing with Duncan all day and were in worse moods than usual.
"Can you at least pretend to run? It would help me visualize the scene better," the prince said. "After all, what you do here today, you do in the name of all hero-dom."
Flick, the second dwarf, simply pulled down the ear flaps of his cap and pretended not to hear.
"All right, then, carry on," Duncan said. "Enter the big bandit."